Hello and welcome to part 8 of Building a Dynamic Web Community Using PHP, MySQL, and Flash, created by Flash Building and brought to you by developphp.com. In the last lesson, we created the logout script for the user that was connected to the Flash header. They press logout, it refreshes the page, logs them out, and then shows them the page as a logged out user would see it. So now I'm going to show you how to create the page that is brought up, the new page that's accessed by the browser when they click View Profile. And that's just going to be using our, let's go to open this undefined page, which if you have the source package and if you're following along, you'll see that in your package. And I think it started as the About page, but we turned it into the undefined page. Yours might say About or whatever. But you can use any of these other pages to start this page off. As long as it's one of your site pages that has the footer and header template. And what we want to do is make sure that we have renaming all the things. So I'm going to rename some of the meta name tags, the description and keywords, and put certain things in there, and then I'll explain what I've done, and I'll change a few other things up on the page, but I'll explain everything. You can see there's not much to change on the page, so, but I'll explain everything I do when I resume the video. Okay, here's our undefined.php page that we had opened up, and we added a couple of dynamics. We're going to run dynamic PHP variables into the meta name or the meta keywords and the meta description tags here, and also into the style sheet links. And we're going to have to set up a couple of more folders for what we're doing in this page now, and I'm going to show you every step of that. Don't worry about it. And this file will also be included into the new updated zip package that you can get the whole system source file from webintersect.com. So what I did was, you can see how I'm printing PHP variables, and I have the script written up top here, and I'll show you that in just a second. I added it into the page right on top of where the doc type tag starts. There's PHP tags up there that I added the script for, and I'm going to talk about that in just a sec. So first I just wanted to show you how I manipulated things inside of the head tag, and it's just simply printing PHP variables that we're claiming up top in the script, and they're going to be displayed here for the member's name, city, state, and country. So that way, that person, so say my name is Adam Corey, it's going to say keywords are going to be Adam, comma, Corey, comma, my city, comma, the state I live in, comma, my country. So that way, my name, Adam Corey, could get indexed in the search engines better. And about a month, maybe a month's time, I can put in Adam Corey into the search engines, and it's a very good chance it can come up on page one if we set up our profiles right. Page one or two, very close to the top, but especially if the name is unique, it'll definitely be on page one. But there's a lot of Adam Corey, so I don't know if mine would, but it would definitely get more noticeability and more exposure for that person when that name is typed into the search engine. If you happen to have, you know, be a member of a website like this that will dynamically print keywords with your name in it into the meta tags, it's really handy stuff. And so, and that also makes each keywords and description tag unique, which you need for a good indexable site in the, according to Google search engine. Then we're printing our style sheet variable here, because what I'm going to do in our system is on the profile edit page, the member that's logged in will have the ability to pick a style that they want for their profile, to like pimp their profile out, and they can just pick through a few that they can view. And I'm just going to show a few examples in the system, maybe 6 or 10, something like that. Maybe even less, like 3 if I don't feel like working too hard. I'll make 3 different cool layouts for the profiles, and then each one of those layouts is going to have a separate style sheet, and it makes it really easy for the user to pimp their profile in-house, so they don't have to go to an external site to get cool profiles. You'll make the backgrounds, you make the graphics for the bars that separate information and all of that stuff, tables, everything. And we can also, maybe I'll even show you an example of how to let the user upload their own custom background. But I can't guarantee that in this tutorial series. So I'm just going to show an example of how to let the users pick their own style sheet and their own style layouts with an easy click of a button. They can just view it, click a button, done. Easy, fast, and they can get on with their lives. What we've done down in the page so far is we haven't changed anything in the body section. It still says define me like it did before. So let's save this page. File, save as. Root directory as view member. You can name this whatever you want, really, as long as you refer all the links to it correctly. So it'll be view underscore member dot php. Oh, let's just make it profile. There, profile dot php, and that is going to be, this is going to be a universal page. Let's see. Let's just write that in. Universal page that displays all members to others and themselves, if that makes any sense. So when the user is logged in, so say in our Flash header, we still have to program in the functionality for this button here. For the logged in user, they click view profile, they get sent to that page we just made, profile.php. So we can close this undefined page. Yeah, we don't even need that anymore. And let's go to profile.php, and in the code we're going to add the sections in the body section here into this big 950 wide table for all of the member information, since we can access all of these PHP variables, and I'm going to show you that now. This is what the file started as before, and now I'm going to show you the PHP script up top. Okay, in the upper section of this file, profile.php, which like I said will be in the download package, it'll be updated so you can get all the source files at webintersect.com or developphp.com. But what we're going to do here is we're going to connect to our database. Well, first we run session start to access any session variables available for that logged in user, if they happen to be logged in. Because if they click view profile when they're logged in on the site, we want to make sure we usher them to their profile, and so they can view like another member would see it. And you can also, well, I'll just show you what I'm going to show you. We'll talk about other things later when we need to. But I'm going to show you good functionality here. So what we'll do is we claim the session start, then we connect to the database with our include script, and then we run a condition here that says, it's an if, an else if statement that's nested here, and the first half of it is if the get variable, that means URL variables. If you don't know what URL variables are, you can just type that into a search engine, URL space variables, and you'll see how to set up URL variables. But most of you guys know what URL variables are. It's the variables that are in an HTTP URL after the question mark, and then it gives variables sent in that way. So you access those variables if there's any, and we're going to set up our site to have a member search page or member listing page where anybody, if they're logged in or not, can just go and look at all of our members. And then they click the person's picture or their name, and they go to that person's profile. And there's a URL variable that's going for ID, and that's how that person's profile is populated into this universal profile.php page. So we acquire that variable if it comes in from, say, the member search page or the member listing page, or the forums if your site has forums, and then you access, or you put that URL variable, ID variable, into a local PHP variable, and then that gets shot into this MySQL query string. And if it's not present, the get variable, that would mean that the member is clicking here to view their profile, because this is going to be a post, I do believe. Nope, it's not going to be a post. It's just going to go to the URL, standard, like very standard. It's just going to go to profile.php, and if the session variable is set, that means if the user's logged in, then it's going to show the ID as the session ID. Okay, that's very important there. So we acquire the session ID into a local PHP variable, and that is the one that would get sunk into the URL string here, and not the get variable here. So that if the URL variable is present, that's what we use for this URL string right here. If not, we make sure the user's logged in, and if they're logged in, we use that session variable. And I might add another conditional here to make sure that nobody can just go to profile.php and see a blank page or something. That would be a very simple conditional. You can add one last else and show like a default page or something, or just write a message and exit the script, say you didn't, data for this page is missing, data required to run this page is missing, something like that. Well, I'll add it right here, else. I'll show you. Else will print important data to render this page is missing. And nobody should ever see this message. Nobody should just be going to the profile.php without, one, being logged in, or two, using a search function on our page to look at the members, to view the members profile. That's the only two times that, that's the only two scenarios where somebody would go to this profile.php page. So if those two things aren't occurring, you want to print a message, or echo, print and echo are the same crap, and then you say exit, open parenthesis, close parenthesis, semicolon. That'll exit the script immediately. So all they'll see in the browser is important data to render this page is missing. Script exits, they can press back, and that's it. Or you can put in a backlink right here with HTML. Print out an HTML string for a backlink. Whatever you want to do. But that's good enough right there for all the functionality you need to run this page. So after we assess which query ID we're going to use for the query, then we can go ahead and run the while loop on that SQL array and access all of the field variables into local PHP variables. And here I show you how to make an email link to out of the email address for that user. If your system wanted to allow members to email each other without being an inner system functionality, what that means is they would just be using their Outlook Express or their Thunder something email application. And but a lot of sites choose not to do that. They like to have an in-house commenting application where the users can comment to each other back and forth in their profiles and things like that. But I just wanted to show you, I'm not going to be putting this on our pages because I don't want anybody to see my members' email addresses, but I just wanted to put that in there for you. I'm going to comment it out. If you want to use it, you can print this variable right here, and that whole email string will be an active link on the page below. Okay, so sign update we access, and I show you how to convert that using this PHP function and this PHP function to make the dates render correctly the way we want them to display. There's many, many different ways to do that, and you can check that at php.net. And also the last login date is here, and I won't be using that either, but you can use, if you want to show when the member last logged in all the time on their profile like YouTube does, you can do that. You can use that variable there, but I'm not going to print that to the page, but you can if you like. But I'm going to use the sign up date, and I'm going to use the bio and the website and the YouTube link. I'm going to use all that. And so here inside of the while loop, while we're still inside of it, we're going to do a mechanism to display the picture and see if they have uploaded a picture or not. So here's, we're going to have to make a folder called zero. We're going to label it zero, that folder name, and it's going to be in the members folder. So let's do that. Let's where are we? Reconnect the members folder. Oh my god. Oh, you guys really did join up. Cool, man. So when I go to make my member listing page, 26 people already joined up. You guys rock. I don't have to make any dummy members now. Okay. So all I have to do is create a directory here. You just create a new folder using your FTP application. Let's call it zero. Okay. And my permissions on it should be just like the rest. File attributes. Let's try 755. Okay. Okay, so nobody's going to need to upload to that folder, but there's no reason why it should have any more security than those, than that file permission setting there. Okay, so now we have a folder labeled zero in our members directory. So now nobody's going to join our database with an ID of zero, so it's safe to put that there, and I'm going to use that as my default member. So if somebody happens to not put up their picture or things like that, it's going to be default member information if people happen to not put information in certain sections or whatever. Pictures and files. Not so much text information, but pictures mostly, and files. And so let's go back here. And we're just about ready. We gotta discuss a couple more things. So we made that folder. Now we have to make a picture that's the default picture. If somebody doesn't put up a picture, you know, on YouTube they show that little camera guy as the default picture. You want to do something like that. So let's go ahead and make that in Fireworks, and then we'll continue. Okay, here I am in Fireworks CS4, and I created a 250 by 250 default member image. And I'm going to go to File, Save As, Desktop, Web Intersect, Site Design Source Files, save this as default member pick, and then this will be a PNG source file that way you can manipulate it later. Now we want to save it as a JPEG as well to the root images folder. Let's just pop it in there, change this to JPEG, and save. Now we can go to FTP and make sure we put that, and you'll see I have an HT access file, and I'm not sure if that's included in the source package yet, but that we're going to discuss later on in the series. And so you don't even have to worry about that file right now. And let's see, and this that you see here is just the source file download that you guys can get to the source files for the whole lesson. And let's go to our members folder, that zero default member folder there, and images default member pick. We can FTP that up, and let's rename it. image 01, because I think that's what we have in our script here. Yep, image 01. So it'll go into the members folder if they're, and here, let's just talk about this if and else statement now. In the profile.php page, there's an if and else statement here that will do a condition check for if the file exists of check pick, this variable that's made right here, check pick, that's the members folder, this user that we're supposed to be accessing, if their image folder does not have their image 01.jpg, then we're going to display this default pick. So if the file exists, check pick, we display check pick, which is their picture, and if it's not there, we display the default pick. That's how it works. There's nothing complicated about that. So if their picture is present, we display their picture, check pick, and if it's not present, we display our default pick. That's how that works. The user pick variable is listed down below. So let's see how this works. Let's give this thing a test now. All we have to do is print the, let's grab this PHP print here. Let's put it, oh, we still have to make a folder for the style profile, so let's go ahead and do that before we forget. So here, in our root directory, we have style, and it looks like we have to make a folder called style profiles. So let's go and create that folder on the server, add create directory, put that name, style_profiles, okay. And this is going to be the spot where you're going to store all the backgrounds and style options and style sheets for your members when they choose them. This style folder is for you and your site design, the core site design, and not anything the members would deal with. But this is going to be for the members' profiles. So inside of that, we need a style sheet called default, because you see we claim it here. And this is just as a placeholder, but eventually we're gonna get it out of the database eventually. But for now, we're just gonna use this default.php. So we're gonna have to create that file. So for now, I'm just gonna use the default. So let's go to file, open the style sheet, the main style sheet. Now file, save as. Into our new folder, which is not on this side yet, so let's FTP it over. Style profiles. Let's put it here. Now we have that folder. Let's go in it. Style profiles and save this as default. And it's that easy to set up. But we're going to change the look of this to where the profiles don't look exactly like the rest of the site. Or maybe the default profile will. And then the options that we give the members later can change up the look, help them pimp it out easily. Okay, so let's save this here. Default, update links, no, because there are no links in that file. So let's just go ahead and FTP it up now. Style profiles, default.css, there it is. And that's it. Now we go back to our HTML or our PHP file for the profile. And that takes care of it for the beginning of this file. This is as far as we're going to go for now, and I'm going to print something out here, and then we're going to test it, and we'll expand upon it later on in the series after we knock a few other things out. But I just wanted to show you how to set up this call to MySQL and get all the member information that we need to populate their profile correctly. And that's what this script does very nicely for all of your members. One script will do it all. Okay, let's go into design mode. Make this thing look more like how we want our member profiles to look. So I'm just going to add a table. I'm a table-holic. And everybody yells at me for being a table-aholic, but I'm lazy. I don't feel like messing with divs. I can do anything I want with tables, just about. I only use divs when I have to do really special things. And if it messes up my search engine indexing, oh well. I suck. Okay, so let's go to... make this 90%. And this is just going to be for starter, placeholder, just to hold information. Let's give this a center alignment. And let's put a couple of line breaks here, or one line break. And let's give this table more rows. Maybe like 6. And columns, let's give it 2. Alright, so now we have 2 columns and we can just add what we want now. We'll put the member picture here. And we'll put their, let's see, their name here. So let's say name. This will be pick. Then we'll put their country, state, city, and their bio, which we don't have a form for them to even upload their bio yet to us, and that will be on the profile edit page that's coming next lesson. And that's right here in the header. When they click that, they'll be able to edit their profile. And so this will be all we need to print out here. So let's go to the code view, and right there in all those spots, let's just replace those with print, PHP print, and let's get those variables printed out on this page. Pick, we know what to put there. That's the user pick variable right here. So just grab that, print it out there. Now the name, that's very simple. We just put first name and last name there. Very much like we do right here. So we can just take that whole thing. This will be first name and last name. And then their country. Where's that? Da, 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 right there. Grab that one. Oh, first we gotta print it out. Here, let's just grab this and place it in all of these. So that's country, state, let's not forget what those were, and city. So country goes in this one, state, grab that, goes in this one, and city goes in this one. That's going to effectively display the member data on the page. Let's go test it out. So we save it. Let's FTP this file up now to our root directory, since it's not there yet. Let's get it over there. Now, all we have to do is add the button code for that in the Flash here. And let's go ahead and do that right now. And then we can publish this out and FTP it up. So we're going to add it to the timeline frame code layer, keyframe 3. That corresponds to where these 3 buttons are, and we already have our logout button functionality here in this timeline layer. So let's go down a little bit, a couple of lines, put in a nice visual separator there, and this is going to be the functionality for the when they click this view profile button. Okay, and here is the code. We have, I made a little comment here, it says code for the view profile button, and we claim a variable name for the URL request we're going to, and this has to be, let's see, http www.webintersect. This would be your website name, not webintersect, /profile. I think you could put profile by itself, or just add the whole profile.php. I recommend adding the PHP there, the .php. But I think it'll work if you just put profile. So we put, make sure that's the name of that file. Yep. Okay, so that's the name of the URL right here that we want to connect to. And we're going to open that URL. in this other function we were just calling out to a script. This one's not calling out to a script, it's actually sending us to a new page, and that's what we want. So we claim the event listener here for the click function of the view profile underscore btn. So let's copy this and make sure we have this instance name here, which we don't yet. So let's highlight that view profile button, go into the properties inspector, and put that instance name in for that button. Now we can connect to it in the code and everything will work. So we add event listener, claim the function name, then we run that function right here, right when they click the button. Right when they click the button, we navigate to URL, which is this URL right here that we claimed above. That's it. It's that simple. And we claim the self for the target, which could be blank if you wanted, parent, or whatever the other options are. Okay, so let's go ahead and test this bad boy out. See if it's worky. Okay. There's that. Now let's go FTP our header. We already have our profile page up. Let's go to header SWF, FTP it up, go to the website. Let's just use the Google-age Chromage. Maybe Google will like me more if I use their browser to show some tutorials in the tutorials. They'll say, hey, this guy's sporting Google Chrome, let's give him better ratings and ranking and all kind of cool Google privileges. I can eat in the lunchroom at Google now. Or soon. Let's see, what are we going? Web intersect. Yeah, look at this. I already got my site indexed. You type web intersect, the first link. Aha! Let's see you do that. Well, I don't think any other sites are named intersect or anything like that. That's how it came up so quick. My site's only been up for like a week. Let's see, Google Index works fast. So let's go and log in. Adam. Log in. See if this thing works or now. Okay, it's processing. And it usually goes a lot faster than that. Something. It's fine. Now it's doing the check. Okay, now it logged us in. We have our three special buttons as a logged in user would see. And let's go to view profile and see what happens. It's going to send us to a new page. I don't know, my internet connection's slow right now. And look at that. It did not list my name for some reason, though. There's my state, country, and city, and here's where my bio would display. And if I had a pick, there it would display right there. And since I don't, it runs the default pick like we made it. So let's make sure and we'll see why we don't have our name here. Last name, first name. First name, last name, yes, yes, yes. Yes, first name, last name. Okay, found out what it was. Like a doofus, I had underscore in between my first name and last name variables there, which made them not display correctly. And it's good for you guys to see that if you're a beginner, to see somebody with a good amount of experience messing up. And it's going to happen to you left and right. Left and right, so get used to that, okay? Alright, so that should display everything we want now. Let's FTP that up. Profile PHP. It says undefined web page at web intersect. It should not say that. So the title has to change. Let's change the. Where's the title link? Right there in front of my face. Okay, so website profile for there. Right there in the title. It's gonna print. Let's say web intersect profile. for first name, last name. This site will give somebody great indexing, actually. If you join, it'll help your cause. Put your links and your name up and everything. Okay, so WebIntersect profile for... that should do it. I just want to get it working before we quit. Make sure it's working correctly. Press View Profile as a logged in member. Now we should see an update to the data. There it is. There's my name, Adam Corey. Now here it says WebIntersect Profile for Adam Corey up top. And if you look at the source file or the source code, you'll see that in the title, the WebIntersect Profile for Adam Corey, then up here it says Picayune, Mississippi, and the keywords, we still got to change that one last thing, and that's it. Right there in the keywords, print first name, last name, get rid of the underscores, there we go. Now that's done. So this part of the lesson was to summarize, it was to make the page that's going to be the universal page that displays the members, whether the member is logged in and they want to view their own profile, or another person, visitor or member alike, wants to view another member's profile, then this is the same page that's going to run in both of those scenarios, and we just use some conditionals to make that possible, and we set things up right. And so we're going to add a little security measure here on this from the register page. Remember we added our MySQL real string right there. We want to do that to the ID variable before we do a database query using that URL variable information, because somebody can change URL variables. So let's just real escape string on the ID. Let's do our other one to get that guy out of there too, because we don't want that character. And now this file is pretty much done, and it's going to be for download. So if you're following along, you can add it now to your system. And at the rate I'm going here, you're probably zooming ahead of me, but you guys, if you're zooming ahead, that's cool. But don't go too far. Okay, so let's see. First name ID right there. Okay. Sorry that it took so long, but I had to really discuss it pretty in depth so you guys understood all the code that was taking place in this top part of the profile.php script, and then the regular HTML section for it as well. There's a lot of dynamic variable syncing in there, so you can see there's not much going on in that HTML section, but a lot of variables are being placed in. So that is it for part 8. And we will see you in part 9, where we're going to, and like I said, this is just a basic holder for the profile that we're going to wind up with, the display we're going to wind up with. But the next part of the series is going to go into creating the edit profile page. So when the user's logged in, they click edit profile right here, and then we'll bring up another page where they can edit all of this data to change it up. Okay, I just wanted to add this little piece in, is in as an edit. This print right here, I'm going to change to include the home page, because instead of the user, if the user happens to be like I'm right now logged in and I'm on the profile page looking at my own profile, and if I press log out, first let's FTP that up. I'm going to FTP this. So include once indexed and exit. This is in the top of the profile.php script, and now I'll show you why, because when they press log out, it would give them that error that says missing data to render this page, so we don't want that to happen. So if there's missing data to render this page, let's just send everybody back to the home page. So they press log out. Oh, I suppose to... No, it works. Okay, there's the home page. There's the register form. That means the user successfully logged out and back on the home page. And that's what that edit was for. And let's see here. Yep, that's it. Zoom these in a little. Okay, so this file will be up with the rest. Enjoy.